Hello.
You came in yesterday?
I only logged in for an hour. I know I didn't talk to you. Don't worry about it if you
That's
don't want to.
No. I want to pay you. I just always
okay.
Like to hear when you tell me these things.
I know. I'm sorry. It's because I went on to just do something real quick, and then I noticed a few messages, and I was able to get more done. So that's why I logged in. Okay.
Very good. Now, like this, regarding this case over here, Melissa Monster, we're good to go?
Let me pull it. I don't remember.
I see your note that you added a temp schedule for them to clock in.
Yes. Let me see if they clocked in.
Okay. So Erica's got an active issue. Eric in?
Yes.
Okay, let's go. Let me call Erica. Hold on. What's her extension?
123.
Hold on. Erica, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Erica.
Erica, you're rocking and rolling today? You ready? High drive today.
Is it a hard drive?
Hard drive meaning we're going in full drive. Erica, we got two to activate 5 minutes ago, right?
Two? What two?
Melissa Monster and Ashley Griffin.
Melissa Monster, I'm going to tell you there's no... She's in here, but she did not clock in, so let me call her.
One second. Erica, you see these two cases?
Yes, I'm working on Tambra.
Tambra also?
Yeah.
There's only two. There's only Tambra, and you just informed me about Melissa. So.
And what about Ashley Griffin?
Ashley Griffin?
Yeah.
That's not my case.
Oh, it's Dina's.
Yeah.
Okay, 1 second. Tambra Snyder is yours?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is staffing. We're just...
Who staffed the case?
Me.
With the compliance aide?
Well, she's not. One of them is starting tonight, is totally compliant, and the other one that's starting tomorrow morning still needs to submit her IDs.
Fine. So we have Tamba, we have Griffin, this is Erica, this is Dina, we have Mansoor, that's Erica. Okay, that's three for this morning.
Yep.
Erica, what else do we have for today? Sarah, what else do we got?
Everything. We'll take
nothing else.
Nothing. I don't know. There's nothing else. Monday morning we clean up, guys. We activate like the heck out of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Maybe Sylvia Igu and Christopher Wortschefter. Maybe.
Sylvia Igu. Okay, let's go. This one should be done, right?
No, they just informed us on Friday that they want to onboard these daughters.
Okay, and who's the other one? Sylvia and who else?
Sylvia and Christopher Wortschefter.
Where's that one? Oh, that one? Let me see that one.
Those are two transfer cases.
Okay, if we can get these guys done today, I'm being serious, push them, because I want to create our turnaround time of 10 days from when we get the referral to activation on these transfers. And Christopher came in on the 30th. So it would really be very good if we could get that one. And Sylvia also, this is an enrollment case. But Erica, if we could get those two done today, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But when you call the caregivers, in all seriousness, like pretend you're me for a minute, okay? And like rah rah, the guys got this, let's go, send me this, send me that, go here. Like try to really bring them along. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, Sarah.
Yeah.
On your list of cases to staff, you have what, 9 cases to staff?
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay. Oh, which is the 10th one?
Pulaski. Well, I'm going off of my staffing news sheet. It might be in a different order, but
hold on,
I have
1 second. 1 minute. All units on
no,
standby.
No, 10 is correct.
Hold on. 10. Okay, why is one of them not on the status of new staffing? Because Judith Williams is already in coordination, right?
Yeah. I need to staff the weekend still.
Fine. So let's do also the bottom two. What about Melissa Monster? That one's HR compliance, right?
Yes.
So
yeah.
You can, Sarah, update the staffing status to 8 families, please. You got what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying. I'm trying.
But you want to keep it.
I only kept it there because she needs to work out a schedule moving forward, because originally the client wanted 8-1, caregiver can only do 9-2. So they're going to discuss it, and I'll call her back later, and then we can send it to coordination with the right schedule.
Fine. And Phyllis Covington, is HR compliant?
Yes. But there's no okay, I need someone to get a correct address, because the address is not valid anywhere that's on the smart sheet for her. It says 324 NS 3rd Street, but there's no such thing.
We need all for this, right?
Yeah, there's no such thing. And even when I do like 324 North 3rd Street, 324 South 3rd Street, it doesn't come up with the same zip code. So
fine.
For which case?
I need for Covington.
Okay.
So guys, we got a bunch of things today, and let's activate. We have five on this, three on top, and then we have Sylvia and Christopher, and then a few more. Okay, Erica, if you could stand in line for 1 second, please.
All right. Goodbye.
No, Judah.